Good morning, angels. It's your girl, Angie Ray. Today is February 6th, 2019. So what's good? What y'all been up to? Like y'all can answer me right back. Listen, I appreciate all the messages. I always tell you guys this, but I always have to continue to express my gratitude to all my followers, to all my new angels. I appreciate you. So let's go. Okay. This week has been interesting, to say the least. In between me doing what I do, I watched a few movies. And let me just tell you what I watched. Okay, so I watched Bohemian Rhapsody with Rami Malek. And it's about Queen. So I didn't know anything about the band Queen, but I did know some of their songs, and it's amazing how much their songs have influenced our culture, and they're from the UK. So I strongly suggest that you do watch that movie. He did an outstanding job. I watched The Favourite. It wasn't my favorite. I'll leave it like that. The best thing about it was maybe the costumes. And I still don't think they're going to win for best costume. I think Black Panther is going to win for best costumes. Just my opinion. Vice was pretty great. Christian Bale is a nutcase. So anything he does, he's going to excel at. He actually put on like 40 pounds for the role. And he played Dick Cheney. And amazingly, that is Christian Bale's calling card. This fool can lose 300 pounds and put 300 pounds on in a matter of months. It's amazing how he transforms his body. He's a really, like, he's considered a method actor. So those of you who don't know what method it means, it just means that he really, like, gets into the role and he plays it like he really is that person, and he never comes out of character. Meaning, say he was shooting a scene on set all day, and then after set he would still be that same character. So there's a few people like him that are method actors. I consider myself semi-method actor, but he is like 1,000% committed method actor. But I suggest you go see that. It's really the way they put the movie together. Even if you didn't like politics, it would still be entertaining. So definitely check that out. I checked out Glass, which I don't know how I feel about Glass. It's, I don't know. I didn't like the end. That's all I gotta say. I didn't like the end. I felt like one character basically carried that entire movie, which was my boy, the dude who plays like 27 different multiple personalities. I hate when I forget actors' names, but y'all know who I'm talking about. And that's all I gotta say about Glass. I had high expectations for it, and it wasn't like it disappointed me, even though I sound disappointed. It was more like, this is it. That's all. Widows is not in the Oscar. Well, Glass and Widows are not Oscar contenders, but I still wanted to see them, so I did. But Widows was surprisingly really good. That's with Viola Davis and Liam Neeson, which we're about to talk about in a minute. So I wanted to give kudos to the cast and crew of Widows. Steve McQueen, the director, really did an outstanding job. That movie was really good. So if you get a chance to see Widows, please go see it, because, or download it or whatever. Excuse me. Because let me say what I appreciated about it. First of all, it was more females in that movie than anything that were kind of like leads or co-leads, which was great. And it was super diverse. And I'm a big stickler on being diverse, especially in Hollywood, and having representation on the screen, because it's important, because our little girls and our little boys see it. And I mean, that's pretty much self-explanatory. All right. Okay. There's a show called I Am the Night. Check that out. It's good. I have a couple. Well, I have a friend that's on there. Her name is Shaniqua Shondai. So she just actually did her cameo on, I believe it's Monday that it dropped. But check that out. It's on, I want to say TNT. And it's about the Black Dahlia. So if you guys are into that infamous murder in Hollywood, check that out. There's a Netflix series called You, and it's crazy. It's like about this dude who's stalking this girl, but she doesn't even know it. And he's basically stalking her through social media and just through like her social media, really. So I saw the pilot episode, and I'm going to continue to watch the series. I got to catch up on it, but it's really good. It's it makes you think about like the information that you have out on your social media profiles, which is super important, and how easily accessible people are to your information, even pictures, photos, whatever. So I'm saying that because ever so often I'm not in a relationship. But every so often I go on Tinder, okay? And I swipe left 99% of the time. I do it really just to look at eye candy, okay? So I'm on Tinder and I match with this dude. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, he might be someone that I'd be interested in. So he has a Spotify, okay? And so I'm like, who? I'm not going to say his name because I don't know him, but I'm just like, let me tell you how real your personal information is. So I'm like, he doesn't really say much. He sent me like this message. It was kind of like too well put together. So I'm just like, it sounds like he copied and pasted this information into a message. So I'm like, nobody really talks like this. And if they do, wow, I love your grammar. Because it's very rare that it's very rare that I meet someone that has impeccable grammar. Anywho, I look him up and I'm just like, okay, yeah, he's an artist. All right. So you do rap or whatever. Okay, cool. I kind of figured that. You look kind of artsy. So then I'm looking at his Spotify. So he had his information on Spotify. So that's how I found out what his name was. So I go on his Facebook page. And on his Facebook page, he has everything about, you know, him being an artist, okay? And so then I see a live that he did back in January. And so I'm looking on the live and people are like commenting like, you know, Happy New Year or whatever, XYZ. And they're like, Happy New Year to you and the missus. And I'm like, did I read that correctly? You and the missus? So now I'm feeling away because I'm just like, didn't you match with me on Tinder? And correct me if I'm wrong, but Tinder is not LinkedIn. And this is why you can't trust people on social media, especially like dating apps, because you find out that they're a liar. So I'm, you know, now y'all know, ladies, this is for the ladies and maybe for some of the men, but ladies, you know how our investigation skills go. So now I'm just like, let me go through these photos because I need to see, not that I already saw what I need to see, but I can't believe it. Okay. Sure enough, he got his wedding photos up. I go on his Twitter, same thing. Like he drops a tweet in regards to like a woman, right? He doesn't even say it's his wife. So I go to her Facebook page, and she got all her newlywed married, her newlywed pictures up there, and it's crazy. So I'm just like, wow. You see what I'm talking about? Y'all got to go see the movie. Y'all got to go watch that series. I'm going to wrap it up, but go and see that series on Netflix called You, because it's going to make you really think, like double think about the people that are out here on social media cutting up, acting a fool and thinking that, and lying and thinking that they can't be, you know, they can't be made out. Anywho, so that's my little two cents about dating. Okay, so I'm going to end this with Niamh, but I want to say one thing about manners. Well, actually, I have a couple more things to say, but manners. Manners are essential. If someone, like, I have a few pet peeves, and one of my pet peeves is, like, if someone gives, with people who don't say please, thank you, you're welcome, I have a problem with that, because I feel like it lacks integrity, and I feel like it lacks character. So if you have ever been told that you're rude or you lack manners, please work on that, because it's essential, especially in today's climate. The other thing I wanted to talk about was, a lot of you have been sending me messages pertaining to, like, your goal setting and Thump the Go-Getter specifically. I'm so proud of you. I just wanted to give you a shout out specifically on my platform, because you sent me a message, which I'm going to link in here in the episodes soon. But you sent me a message saying that you took some time out as suggested for your writing schedule. And I'm so proud of you. And for the rest of you who are looking to do goals and you can't seem to quite reach your goals, just like I gave the advice to Thump the Go-Getter, take a few minutes, schedule a time that you would like to work on your goals. So his goal was to write some of his novel. He's writing a novel. So I told him, just, you know, schedule a time and commit to it. And he ended up committing 2 days to it. So it works if you work it. I sound like a motto. Anyways, all right. So Niamh Leeson, he's in the news for being a hot mess. Listen, I know people have their views, how they're raised, how they look at other people in the world, and I get it. And I know that over a period of time, years pass, people change, but a lot of the times their core values do not change. Niamh Leeson, who is the main actor in all the Taken movies. I know you guys have seen Taken. He was on the press junket for his new movie. I'm not going to plug it because I forgot the name. 1 and 2. I don't really care. But anyways, he was on a tour junket and he was speaking to The Independent, which is a journalist. He was speaking to a journalist from The Independent in the UK. And the journalist was basically asking him, like, how he gets into roles, how can he make himself act the way he does, in other words. And I'm gonna actually plug the interview as well so y'all can hear that. But he basically was like, you know, for this role, I had to reflect on something that happened to one of my friends. And long story short, one of his friends, which is a woman, she had gotten raped. And he goes through a series of questions asking her, you know, does she know who did it? And then one of the questions was, what race was he? And, I mean, which is kind of like, it's kind of a normal question, but kind of not. It's more insightful into, like, his train of thought, if you will. She responds that he's black. And then he says to the reporter that he was so enraged that he felt like he actually went out several days like within a week's period or something like that, looking for a fight so he could beat a black bastard. And I mean, the key words were black bastard. And so the media is in a frenzy about this. So my question to you guys is, do you think people are inherently who they are? And he had to basically do a cleanup. So he went on Good Morning America with Robin, and Robin was asking him these questions, and he basically was like, I'm not a racist. I felt ashamed of what I said and how I was feeling at the time. And he also told this to the independent journalist as well. And he said that he sought help from a priest, and that he also, you know, I guess got rid of his racism with power walking. And and Robin was like, power walking? He was like, yeah, power walking. So I'm just like, side eye. I don't know about that, Liam. And I also feel like, you know, some things you got to keep to yourself, because this day and age, sensitivity is a key word. People are sensitive. People are not putting up with racism. They're not putting up with disrespect. They're just, I mean, this climate, there's no room for it. So I feel like as a 66-year-old man, with a full team behind him, he should have been advised to kind of refrain from saying certain things. And I just feel like he didn't use his judgment. And you know what's funny? Like I said, Liam Neeson is in that movie, Widows, and he plays Viola Davis's husband. So they're like an interracial couple. And I'm just like, wow. Like, I want to believe what he said. And then I'm just like, nah, I can't believe it. So I don't know. All I know is this. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. Be careful what you promote. Be careful what you emit, because all of that could come back and you could lose everything just off of a statement. And I'm not in Liam Neeson's heart, so I don't know if he truly harbors racist feelings, nor do I really care. What I do care about is guarding your mouth. And there are so many, and I can go on and on, I promise you, but there are so many people out here who have been hurt by people who have said false things, false rumors, and they are trying to recoup. So that's my little tidbit. And I actually think that I'm done. I've been going longer and longer, and I typically try to stay like around the 5 to 10 minute mark, but I went longer this time. So I hope you guys really appreciate the love that I have for you. All right, angels. As always, send me your comments, thoughts, concerns, yada yada, and I will get back to you. Love you all. Ta-ta. I just realized I was saying Liam Neeson's name the wrong way. I was saying Liam Neeson. It's Liam Neeson. That's all I gotta say. I'm sorry, guys. It's Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson. Get it together, girl.
I'll tell you a story. This is true. I'm not going to use any names, but I was away and I came back and she told me she had been raped. But she handled the situation of the rape in the most extraordinary way. But my immediate reaction was, I asked, did she know who it was? No. What color were they? She said it was a black person. I went up and down areas with a cosh, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black bastard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him. And it took me a week, maybe a week and a half to kind of go over that. And she said to me, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm just going out for a walk, you know." She said, "What's wrong?" "No, nothing's wrong, fine." And it was horrible. Horrible when I think back, but I did that, and I've never admitted that to, and I'm saying it to a journalist, God forbid.
Holy shit.
It's awful. But I did learn a lesson from it when I eventually thought, what the fuck are you doing, you know? And I come from a society, I grew up in Northern Ireland in the Troubles, and I knew a couple of guys that died on hunger strike, and I had acquaintances were very caught up in the Troubles, and I understand that need for revenge, but it just leads to more revenge and more killing and more killing. And you know, Ireland, Northern Ireland is proof of that. You know, all the stuff that's happening in the world at the minute, the violence is proof of that. You know, so it's primal need. I understand.
You can relate to that.
Hey, what's up, Angie Ray? This is Thump the Go-Getter, man. I appreciate you tapping in. I just want to let you know I did take your advice, and I just set aside 2 days throughout the week to do my writing, and the novel was going great. And I also would love to see you or hear you more on your podcast. So, yes, take some time out, man. I know you're busy, but get back to it. You know, we got to keep this thing going. But much love and support from Thump the Go-Getter, and let's talk about it. Keep doing your thing. Much love and respect. I'm out.
Hey, Angie Ray, you have a lot of talent. You multitask. You do real estate. You also do movie reviews. That's awesome. It's Milton Figueroa. Hey, where do you do real estate? I'm just curious to know. I do real estate here in Central Florida. And just wonder, you also have that talent. You know, you sound like one of those commercial voices. You ooze that confidence. It's really cool. Just wanted to say hello, a fellow podcaster, and I hope everything is well, and look forward to saying hello soon.
Miss Angie Ray, first, thank you for the love on Twitter. I just got your like from my recent post, and I look forward to listening to some of your content again. It definitely has been a while. A lot has been going on since September. The last episode was just, you know, a lot of the content that, you know, a lot of us push out is really draining, especially when it comes to editing. But you know what? If you love the process, you'll definitely do it for the love of it instead of the money. But I look forward to hearing from you. Let's try to network one day. I would love to have an interview with you one day. Just have a little heart-to-heart, but, you know, I would love to pick your brain. But I wish you nothing but the best. You go and take care, all right? See ya.
Hey, Angie. Awesome that you enjoy the Steam Boston podcast. There'll be more in store for hashtag Black Tech Twitter. And remember to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. There'll be more in store. Thanks.
Hey, Angie Ray, it's Creative Intuitive. I wanted to personally thank you for following me on Twitter. I see that you like my posts, so thank you so much. So I wanted to take some time out and give some love back to you. So I went and followed all your social handles. Keep up the great work, girl.
I love your advice. I love your encouragement. Every breath you take, nothing is wasted. It's all towards something. Sometimes we don't know what that something may be, but you're absolutely right. Just write about what you know. This doctor, he could be writing about his experiences with all sorts of different clients and healing stuff. My content out here, I write about what I know. Hence, I'm all over the place. Personal training and meditation. And now, by the way, it's turning out that I'm quite the guru at social media, only because I'm not afraid to push that button and record, right? So I'm starting to write more myself on Medium and such as well, about a full range of stuff too, just like my podcast. But it's really fun. I'm talking about martial arts next week. Hiya! Use your voice.
This has been an Angie Ray production.